Each Sunday during the Sunday morning worship, a member of the leadership team shares a special story for children under the age of 10. The sister scheduled for this Sunday is out of town. I prearranged to take her place without alerting anyone. She was reluctant, but agreed. I get dropped off a few blocks away from the church. I'm wearing old army fatigues, a dirty matted wig, greased my face, and added dirt and coffee grinds to my mustache and chin. The paper bag in my pocket covers what looks to be a wine bottle. Arriving late, the doors to the sanctuary are closed. The crowd anxious to enter, not wanting to miss anything else. Just in earshot, I hear two ushers discuss me. One asks the other, "What does he want? Why is he here?" The other replies, "Well, he's not bothering anyone. Let him sit in the back." The doors open. The usher avoids touching me, guides and points to the last pew. I sit. Several people come to my empty row, then look for another seat. Ah, a brave soul sees me from the other end. She literally pushes her friend in to sit closest to me. There, the three of us sit on an empty row in a packed church. It's time for the children's story. The pastor calls the leader. She's in the Bahamas. He asks again. I rise from my bare bench, walk down the center aisle. It was an eerie stillness. I ask the children to come closer. No one moves, the congregation stunned. I take off my jacket, wig, and wipe my greasy face with some tissue, assuring them of who I am. Everyone knows me. I was baptized here at 10. President of the choir, on the leadership council, you name it. They whisper, "It's Sheila." "What? It's Sheila." They begin to exhale. A handful of children move to the center aisle, keeping their distance. My children's story shared before opening my mouth, a message maturing the adults alike. Father, please forgive us for judging others. Destroy and bind the spirit and country club mentality we have in our hearts about church membership. Dear God, we stink worse than that so-called bum ever could. Lord, we are foul, a foul odor in your nostrils. Loose a spirit of love, adoption, and humility. James chapter 2, starting at verse 1 says, "My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, 'You, sit here in a good place,' and say to the poor man, 'You, stand there,' or 'Sit here at my footstool,' have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Dear Jesus, we repent of our evil ways and the grievous seeds we've sown into the hearts of our children. Make us whole today. In your name we pray. Amen."
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others, Sheila's compilation of testimonies and encounters are included in the series 50 Years, A Jubilant Life. Connect with her in person or on social media platforms.